As I was growing up, especially when I got a little older and could actually help my dad, whether it was in the garage or around the house, I learned one of his golden rules: never force anything. Didn't matter whether it was trying to get a bolt undone that was really stubborn or putting something back together. Never force anything. Apply. I was a teenager headed downtown for an appointment. The car that my dad had given me to drive was older and used a little oil was quite the understatement. In fact, my dad kept a case of oil in the trunk. And you knew that when you started hearing the valves clattering, the valves of the engine clattering, it was time to pull over and put in a quart or two. So there I was going down the interstate, and sure enough, started hearing those valves making noise. And at first I thought, well, it's not that bad. I'm going to go ahead and make it to the safety of the parking lot so I can put in the oil there. But the noise just kept getting louder and louder, and I kept thinking, I'm just going to kill this engine if I keep going. So I pulled over, went to the trunk, and this was in the days when you actually had to have a key to get into the trunk of your car. So I put the key in the trunk, and it wouldn't turn. And I sat there, and I played with it back and forth a little bit, and couldn't get it to move. So I scrounged around the car and I found a metal clasp that I could kind of put around that key like a pair of pliers to get a little more leverage. And I was twisting back and forth on this key and I heard the voice: never force anything. Now, I didn't think I was forcing anything yet, so I kept twisting. And I got a little bit nervous because the car's whizzing by on the interstate. I didn't want to be late for my appointment. I'm twisting harder and harder, and that voice is getting louder and louder. Never force anything. Never force anything. It's practically screaming in my head. And I gave it one final twist and snapped the key off in the lock. Now, as much as we don't like to admit it at times, there are important things that we learn from our parents or from whomever raised us. Timothy certainly learned important things. St. Paul tells him in his second letter to him that holding on to what our elders have taught us is vitally important. Listen to what he writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3. He says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." This is God's Word. Paul makes it clear that someone had passed on the faith to Timothy. "Those from whom you learned it" refers actually to his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. These ladies, these faithful ladies, had been the ones to teach Timothy the Scriptures. We can almost picture them telling him the stories of Scriptures, from God creating the earth to Adam and Eve sinning, God's promise to send a Savior, God's promise to Abraham to make of him a great nation, Moses leading the people out of Egypt, all the way from Genesis to Malachi and everything in between. And they would have concentrated, because Scripture does, on the promises of a Messiah, of a Savior who is going to come and rescue them from sin and death and bring them life. This is what Timothy learned. This is what he became convinced of. Had he not been taught the Scripture from his mother and his grandmother, from whom else would he have learned it? His father, who was a Greek, would he have learned it from him? Timothy was blessed by having a faithful mother and grandmother. So from whom did you learn the Scriptures and therefore the faith? Perhaps your parent or your parents brought you to the waters of baptism when you were a baby. They did this so that your sins, sins with which you were born, sins which only bring death, so that your sins would be washed away because of the shed blood of Christ. After that, they read to you from the Holy Scriptures, making you wiser for salvation. They brought you to Sunday school. They did devotions at home. They took you to confirmation class, all so that your foundation on God's Word would be solid. Now, maybe your upbringing wasn't that picture perfect. Maybe you weren't the page out of Model Lutheran Family Monthly. But the point is that someone, be it your parents, your grandparents, another relative, a friend, someone passed on to you God's word. Someone passed on to you, excuse me, what had been passed on to them. Without that someone, where would you be today? Perhaps it's not quite on your radar yet. Perhaps you've already had the experience of passing on God's word to your children. For many of us, that has been or will be the best opportunity that we'll have to share God's word with someone. Think about it. For many years, you have pretty much a captive audience. And all kidding aside, your kids, present or future, need to hear the news. They need to hear the bad and the good. They need to hear that they're a sinner who will be lost forever in hell unless a miraculous rescue has taken place. They need to hear that. They need to know that because we know that about ourselves. They need to know that ignoring God's word, ignoring it, putting it aside as if it's not important, looking at Instagram more than the scriptures, that's not the way to get into God's good graces. They also need to hear the good news. The good news that a miraculous rescue has taken place. That Jesus came to this earth as one of them, as one of us, so that he could live a perfect life, always treasuring, never ignoring God's word, showing us how vital God's word is for our everyday life, eventually going to the cross so that he could take the penalty we deserve from God because of our sins. They need to know what Timothy knew, that salvation is only through faith, through believing in Jesus as their Savior. They need their parents to model good Christian lives so that they can understand what a Christian life is like. They need someone to be with them as they're walking that path with their Savior, the path that eventually is going to bring them to their true home of heaven. So what happened after I snapped off that key in the trunk of my dad's car? Well, I had to call my dad. Had to find a payphone and call him and tell him what had happened. And he informed me of something that would have been nice to know ahead of time, that there were two keys for the car, one for the ignition and one for the trunk. He had the key for the trunk. Now, your children, present or future, need the right key. And that key is actually pretty simple. It's God's word. They need to hear God's word. They need to see God's word being lived. They need to live God's word themselves. And the only way that they're going to be wise for salvation, the only way that they're going to end up in heaven, that is through God's word. Keep passing on God's word to everyone that you can. Keep passing down that faith to everyone, especially to our children. Amen.